Truck and equipment sales.
Matt, good morning. Is David available?
He is in his office with someone. Do you need to speak to him?
Yeah, I was looking to speak with David here.
Okay, hold on a moment.
Thank you.
This is David.
Hey, David, this is Russell from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Russell.
Hey, I actually tried giving you a call here about a month ago, so I'm just trying to follow up again. I think I left you a brief message in regard to, we do equipment financing and working capital, and just curious to know if you have any projects coming up that could use some funding.
Well, actually, we do. We got two deals right now that the finance companies are dragging their ass on. And
That's exactly where we can come in and help.
Let me let you talk to Jennifer. She handles that stuff.
Okay. So Jennifer is the one to speak with about this. Is she your controller or office manager or something? Controller? Got it.
Let me give you to her.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Jennifer, this is Russell with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just spoke briefly with David, and he let me know that you have, I think, two deals in the works right now, but who you're working with are kind of taking a little while here. But we specialize, just so you know, in equipment financing and working capital. And if there's anything we can help you out with, I'd love to do so.
We have two deals going on. One deal, they're on their second finance company, and he's pretty sure he's got it going now. But the other one, what the problem is they have approved them, but they're saying that they have to have an MSRP on the wood chipper that we are selling them. Well,
okay.
We cannot get an MSRP. I've done contacted the actual company that makes the chipper.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you buy the chipper from them, they won't release an MSRP on something. So we don't. He's trying to figure out how to go about it with this finance company. He's been working with them for 50 years, and this is the first time they've ever gave him problems.
Oh wow! Okay.
So
is this because is it a used piece of equipment?
Yeah, and I explained to his finance company that we're a used dealer and we don't sell new stuff, we sell used stuff, so therefore we don't have the MSRPs on this stuff.
Yeah, so do you get it appraised by somebody to try and figure out that reasonable selling price?
No, David is actually the owner here, and he's been doing this for a long time. I mean, he even appraises, like, antique cars and things.
So okay.
He prices this stuff. He buys it, and then he prices it on his own knowledge.
Got it.
And I've then sent them, like, the bill of sale for this chipper, and it's just, like, been hitting their head against the wall because they just have to have that. And unless you buy a chipper direct from Altec, they just won't release it.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something you guys would have an issue with, too, or...
I can definitely speak with one of my senior associates and, you know, really clear that up. But from my understanding, we do actually a large amount of equipment financing for used equipment. So I would actually be surprised if, you know, having an MSRP would actually become an issue. But I can definitely ask and solidify that answer.
Okay.
But I think that we could definitely be helping out in that situation.
Well, if you can find out if that's an issue or not, then you can give me a call back, and then I can connect you with the actual customer and see if he may want to give you guys a shot, because he's really interested, because what it is he's looking at buying a truck and this chipper,
mm-hmm.
and the truck they're not having an issue with, but the chipper they are. So I'll be glad if you think you can work something out with him to connect the two of you.
Yeah, no, I can definitely go ask around right as soon as I get off of the phone. And then I can give you a call back within, you know, 15 minutes as soon as I figure out that answer. But from my understanding is it shouldn't be an issue, and we can definitely get something in the works here.
Okay. Yeah, just give me a holler back, and like I said, I'll connect. I'll call the customer and ask them if they're interested in maybe going with somebody else.
Yeah,
you know, I spoke with you, and it's not an issue with the MSRP, and
yeah,
maybe you can help them. So.
Yeah, definitely. And just to have a little bit of a better understanding of the situation, are you guys trying to sell the chipper for?
The chipper, we are asking $24,900, and then the truck that he's looking at is, let's see, where is it at? It's $22,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, you know, roughly around, you know, $40,000. He's trying, and like I said, he's been working with that company for years, but they just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they may have changed names or something, and that may be the problem, but.
Yeah. So you said that you're basing it, some of the pricing, though, you do have a bill of sale from when you originally purchased the piece of equipment?
No, what we do is a lot of our stuff he buys from auctions or he has trade-ins. So
mm-hmm.
we just, you know, of course, you pay what the person is selling for, what it goes with the auction, and then you base, you know, you make a price of your own.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, because there's no, like, you know, he knows, the owner here knows the value of this stuff and what it's worth, and that's
mm-hmm.
why he's been doing it for years, and this is the first time we've ever had a problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that too.
And when you typically sell those after, are you able to still finance them?
What, after we buy them?
Well, so, no, for example, you know, in the past you said that you purchased a piece of equipment at an auction, and then David is going to kind of appraise it and then sell it at his asking price. And then to the people that you sell to, are they typically capable of financing it through a company, or do they just pay cash up front?
The majority of our customers are either, they have their own business, and they usually pay with check, or some of them pay cash. There's not as many that finance. We have a couple that have to finance, and a lot of them now are using banks because they're having issues with different finance companies with either the interest or, you know, the payments. So a lot of them are just, you know, business owners that just come in and pay us check, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So is the guy who's financing, is he just an individual? Is it not for a company?
He has a tree business. So
okay.
He does have a company. Like, he's an older gentleman, and apparently he's been doing it for a while, and they're just needing some new equipment because
yeah.
their current stuff is, you know, gotten old or it's no good anymore. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he's to the point he's probably willing to try with somebody else.
Yeah.
Getting frustrated.
And just so I can, you know, clear the air here, we are only capable of, you know, doing business with another business. So if we were to do the equipment financing for this gentleman, it would have to be in the name of his tree company.
Yeah.
So that, I'm just wanted to confirm that there is a company to be able to tie the loan to.
Yeah, there should. I can't remember the name of it right off, but yeah, he has it, and he can.
Okay, great.
That.
Yeah, just wanted to confirm that. And typically, with our equipment financing, we do use a quote or invoice to kind of, you know, mm-hmm. price the equipment. So I'm curious to find out when I ask my senior rep here how this mm-hmm. can go over. But on the side, if anything, if it is unable to work out through the equipment financing based off of that quote. We're needing that MSRP. We do have another program, Working Capital, that would still be able to, you know, get this gentleman his chipper.
Okay. I mean, like I said, we've been doing this for 2 weeks with him right now, so
mm-hmm.
he's about ready to pull us what hair he has left out.
Absolutely.
If you can just find out and then just holler at one of us, and then we can contact him and
yeah.
get you guys in touch.
Well, I'll ask right now, and I can definitely give you a call back as soon as possible, but I'm sure that we'll have a program that can fit the situation. I'm sure of it.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a call in a little bit, Jennifer.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.